So I want to kind of get a little bit more into, you know, it's always fascinating to me how people react to new data. It's such a challenging situation. Oncologists are always so interested about what does it take to take action. So when you saw this man, first of all, I'm kind of curious, was he the kind of patient who was very, very involved, getting information, going on the internet?
Yeah, so, you know, this patient presented to me very well educated. He was a professional, was very aware of the landscape of treatment for advanced liver cancer.
And had the IMbrave 150 trial been presented at that point?
It had been presented, yes.
Wow.
So this was right following this.
Wow.
And so in his case, we discussed the two standard options at the time, which were sorafenib and lenvatinib. And we talked about lenvatinib extensively based on the REFLECT data. You know, we see there a high objective response rate, a PFS advantage over sorafenib, and non-inferiority of sorafenib. And certainly this was a reasonable approach and a standard approach, in my opinion, based on the current approvals. We did have knowledge of the IMbrave 150 data. And for this particular patient, he was very interested in an immunotherapeutic approach. We talked about the available data. We also acknowledged that, you know, we don't have long-term follow-up on these patients. We don't yet have a full understanding of toxicity. But ultimately, we did get this for this particular patient. And he began therapy and continues to take this therapy and has done relatively well with it.
Well, relatively well